I'm keeping it to the oils. If you got bread and you ain't got no kids by her, she might bop over niggas, but she not going nowhere anyway, depending on the lifestyle that you made for her. She ain't going nowhere.
No, she might not bop nobody, depending on, because she ain't trying to lose that lifestyle.
That lifestyle mean more to them than anything? They don't want to work.
These bitches, look at Kobe wife. You think Kobe wife bopped anybody?
I ain't got no prenup, though.
Right, but what I'm saying is, you think Kobe wife bopped anybody?
Nah, it ain't even about the bop.
Nah, what I'm saying is, yeah. Kobe, you think a nigga bop Kobe wife?
But if she try to move on, see what fucks the ladies up.
She'll get a check. She'll definitely get a check.
At you certain level, though, it ain't about the check. Right. Because Kobe the star of the relationship.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's really like who the star of the relationship. She could get all the money in the world, but like Tiger Woods' wife, nobody follows her.
Nah.
You got all that money, but you still a nobody.
But white people like that, though. You feel me?
No, they like the fame, too.
They like the fame,
trust
too.
Trust me.
She living a good life, bro, and she just staying low-key with it. That's basically probably what the bitch
doing.
But
no, she ain't famous. See, the cameras follow certain niggas. Certain bitches that have bread and still stick around you.
They can
have more bread than you, but if you famous, they'll still stick around you because...
Kobe wife was like a model or something like that.
Yeah, but you never see no cameras following Kobe wife. She not Kim.
Nah, she don't want to be Kim.
She can't be Kim. No, I'm not saying... I'm saying not that. The fame. It's different levels of fame. Kim can come in the restaurant all hours and eat for free.
Right.
Kobe wife can.
Yes,
she just can. Kobe wife.
Nah,
she not.
Kobe,
she not.
Kobe wife again. Yeah,
but she just Kobe wife. Like, what is she? Who is she? Kobe wife? All right. No, cameras don't follow her. Kanye cameras follow him. Cameras follow her. Like, Kim shut shit down. They be trying to say, ho or not. Like, even with bitches that's porn stars, certain shit, the cameras come out, niggas up to them. That's a different high. Whether you got money or not.
Right.
You feel what
you're
I'm
right.
saying?
You're right, because niggas...
Because Michael Jordan white. Nobody wouldn't even know her if she walked down the street.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? So
she a model, though.
The fame worth more than money.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Some people want the fame. See, a nigga like me, I could give a fuck about the fame.
But the fame can help you, too, on selling products.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It do. The name is everything.
So if you got the... Because if you got the fame, you don't need the money for real, for real. Because if you famous, you're going to run down quicker. Or, you know what I mean? If you got the fame, you like Buzz Lord.
Yeah, you right.
You know what I'm saying? And depending on what type of, if you got the fame, because it's all different levels. Like, because girls can say what they want. If Alba come around, all of them turn whore. He got the whore fame. If Alba come around, they automatically in smut mode. No money down. They don't care about the fame or the breadsticks. They automatically on bop. They automatic. He got bop mode. All they thinking about is bopping him. You know what I'm saying? The sex symbol joint, like the highest level of fame.
Yeah, true that.
Cause Jay-Z, like they got the joint. She like certain joints, girls don't turn down. They gonna bop them. They ain't gonna check and see how much money they got. They just want to get bopped. They gonna come quicker, even if the shot ain't that good, cause they already infatuated in their head.
Right.
They gonna be busting automatically as soon as he put it in.
Cause this is. Yeah, you right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
I know what you're talking about. Because when That's I was in real high school, shit. When I was in high school, when I was fucking certain bitches, like some bitches, I really had to give it to them, and some bitches, I ain't even had to really do nothing. Because they was just like, oh shit, I'm fucking with you today.
I'm fucking with you today.
Right. I was cutting, dog. I was pulling bitches to the crib.
I'm fucking with you today.
For real.
You funny as shit. That sex symbol fame might be the highest level. And you got fame, because like, even, because that sex symbol fame, even niggas that's famous gotta watch they bitch. You know what I'm saying? Because Trigger, niggas be hiding they wife from Trey Songz.
Yeah, no doubt.
Niggas be,
niggas be
hiding they wife from Trigger.
Yo, Trigger
run down on anything.
Trigger had Money Mayweather homie commit suicide over some bitch.
You know, Trigger takes them all.
He took the nigga bitch.
You know, Trigger dangerous. Trigger will pop anything. Yeah, Trick and Trey, man. He took Mosley, bitch.
Ooh, Sugar Shane?
Yeah. Trick and crazy. That sex symbol level crazy. Because, real rap, niggas like watching. He almost took Envy wife. Now Envy was with us.
Me.
Me. I'm out of the Young Bulls. Who the hottest?
Lil Nizzy.
Lil Nizzy. Nizzy Strong. Cause he's in South Philly. I don't know. It's a lot of hot niggas in the city though. Well, not too many. You think y'all like Don Q? Don Q, A Boogie. Who got the best bars? Is it still Cassidy from Philly? You don't know who Cassidy is?
I heard about him.
What about 8 Gang? So it's Rico Havoc and all of them? Who else? Who the hottest to you?
LGP Guap.
L what?
LGP Guap.
What that mean?
He a rapper.
What's his name mean?
LGP
Guap. What the LGP Guap?
Stop. What? Stop.
I don't know. What do you want? What's the boy that he be doing the conscious rap? He do the conscious raps like self-destruction and all that shit? He a young boy?
6ix9ine.
No, 6ix9ine, he gangster. He boy from Philly. He be doing all the stop the violence and shit. He skinny, brown skin boy.
I thought he was talking
about K-Dot. SS, talking about K-Dot. He was rapping, talking
about real shit. Yeah. Yo, y'all wanna hear some hot ass. LGP
Quad, that's what he talking about. Oh, LGP Quad? Y'all fuck with London rappers? London got some good ass rappers, good ass hoops.
Yeah.
He next up, or Meek got. If niggas don't get on with Meek, if Meek come home, do this bit, it's still the man in Philly.
He next up.
I don't know. Meek still might be the best rapper.
He is, but he next up.
Who got the best radio song? Meek. That's what you need to get on. That screw stuff ain't gonna get it. You need club music.
The
Fedgies,
the hottest.
He got me. Yes. What about Core? I think Core the hottest.
Core.
Core. It
gotta
be Core. Core got the song.
He's not the toughest.
Who the toughest?
It's
one ever come.
You don't know.
From y'all perspective, y'all being young boys, who the toughest?
I got two. Me and LGP
Quack. Oh, LGP Quack can't do no songs though.
He can.
I ain't hear nothing but like conscious rap, but it ain't like no, he ain't got no girl jones, no bangers, you know what I'm saying?
Like, he the only person that I know that spit that grown, like,
grown
stuff.
Yeah, he can spit political conscious, yo. I want to hear some club bangers.
He can be like bars and stuff.
Who got the love songs for the girls and like
PB,
girls
rock?
PB Rock. PB Rock got the total package. All right. Who the hottest rapper y'all listen to in the city?
That just be, why you recording?
Cause I'm about to put it on my podcast. I want to hear what y'all saying.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just saying, who the hottest rapper?
Me.
You better than everybody.
Yeah. Wait, why you talking?
No. I'm gonna get your content and know who the hottest rapper. That's all.
J-Herbo.
All right.
But you had to ask her permission before you record.
Oh, she's doing too much. She doing too much. You like who you like? G Herbo?
Me?
All right. Thank y'all. She doing too much. Even her friend says she's doing too much. Extra shit.
Hey, what's up? It's Forensic Chick. Thank you so much for welcoming me to Anchor. I really appreciate it. And I find your podcast, it's funny. I like some of your stories, except for the one where you talk about there not being any good women in Philly or something like that. I don't know where you're coming from on that one. But anyway, I appreciate the shout out. And all right, thanks. Peace.
Yo, you ain't even got to publish these drums. But yo, I'm listening to the interview. The audio, and I'm hearing the same audio from the interview I was just watching, the boy standing in the store talking to the young boys and shit. I listened to the other episode, I'm hearing the same voice. Then I jump on YouTube, I start watching Say Cheese, and I'm hearing, yo, is this Say Cheese, my nigga? Like, yo, if it is, my nigga, yo, scream at me, my nigga, like real rap, big dog. If it, hey, this shit crazy as shit. If it is the way this shit just played out, If it is though real rap, holla at me, my nigga. Real rap, fam, I'm telling you. Scream at me, big dog. Real rap. Real rap, holla at me, fam. Yo, look, hey, big dog. My name Payne. Payne the squad boy, right? West Philly. 55th and Summer Street, you know what I mean? I moved though, you know what I mean? I'm in Toledo and shit. Man, listen, bro. I fuck with Say Cheese TV, you feel me? Crazy. I do this rap shit crazy, my nigga. Like, I fuck with the law of attraction and all that. I wrote Say Cheese TV down in my notebook, like, last month. Like, I don't know how it's gonna happen, but I gotta get on this shit. I fuck with it, you know what I mean? So, I mean, like, I jump on your station and I'm listening to the episode and I'm hearing the same audio from the shit I was watching on the Say Cheese TV interview, you feel me? Yo, please, hey, is this Say Cheese? Is this Say Cheese, man? Yo, you ain't even gotta publish these drums. But, yo, I'm listening to the interview, the audio, and I'm hearing the same audio from the interview I was just watching, the boy standing in the store talking to the young boys and shit. I listen to the other episode, I'm hearing the same voice. Then I jump on YouTube, I start watching Say Cheese, and I'm yo, is this Say Cheese, my nigga? Like, yo, if it is, my nigga, yo, scream at me, my nigga, like, real rap, big dog. If it, hey, this shit crazy as shit. If it is the way this shit just played out. If it is though real rap, holla at me, my nigga. Real rap, fam, I'm telling you. Scream at me, big dog. Real rap. Real rap, holla at me, fam.
You're the VLDI Thoughts of Myself podcast. Casting Couch. The Casting Couch is as old as time, bro. I don't think there's ever been a time in life where the Casting Couch haven't been used. And not just women are getting casting couched. Donnell Rawlins was talking about how he had to sleep with his manager one time to get a raise from $10 to $15 an hour. It doesn't just happen in Hollywood. It's a common thing. What do I think about it? I mean, if you're okay with prostituting yourself, you know, that's you. Do what you do. But I don't think you really, you know, once you get that stigma, it's going to become expected, you know, so you'll get to a point where people aren't even considering whether or not you have talent, the talent to do the job. They're just going to try to, you know, blow your back out.
Hey, what's up, King of Uptown 79? This is PDE coming at you. I was just checking out that little segment on Be Yourself and all that. I love it. You know what I'm saying? I do. I love it, man. Be yourself. Do your own thing. If you're trying to have people listen to you, if they like you, they'll listen to you. If they don't, they won't. All right, man. Have a good day. Peace.
Hey, what's up, my man? I wanted to call in and talk in on, like you said, do you think everyone's going to be able to fulfill their dreams? And I really don't think so, man. You know, this is a cool platform. It gives everyone the voice to speak. So it's like Twitter, you know, we're in the social media age where everyone has a voice and everyone has an opinion. But if you're in a room and everyone's screaming at you all at once with millions of people, how do you take the time to listen to every single person? Or how do you, you know, navigate through the BS and get to the quality content? I don't know, man. I just don't think that everyone will succeed. I mean, if everyone was famous, then average jobs that I work and other people work, the whole world would collapse. And I think being famous is kind of like high school popularity, but just on a bigger scale and getting into those frequencies.
King of Uptown, thank you for favoring my station. I hope you enjoy my content and have a great Sunday.
Yo, what's up, King of Uptown 79? This is Theo. This is Mr. Keep It Real, man. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, talking to you. My phone went out. My sister-in-law called me, but we definitely got to chop it up some more. I would love to join your podcast, or you join my podcast, and we talk some more about some of these conversations, some good topics, brother. So much love to you, and I'll speak to you soon.
I mean, it is a big difference between Philly and New York. But all the same when it comes to the hood, though.
Oh, my God. I totally agree with you. JoJo Ray here, by the way. I totally agree with you on that. So many people are, like, trying to make it into a podcast or whatever. Like, trying to be... I don't even know how to explain it because I'm intoxicated right now. But I feel where you're coming from. And this is why on my shit, I'm just like regular. Like, listen, I'll tell you about my day or whatever the fuck is bothering me or whatever. I'm not trying to do, I don't even know the words, but you know the words because you fucking said it. I'm not trying to fucking have like a script. I guess that's the word. I'm not trying to have a script. I say what I say, I mean what I say, and that's what it is. And so many other people I've noticed, I've been on probably like a month, but I don't post a lot. I don't know, I lost my train of thought. I was in the middle of recording something. I lost my train of thought. You called into the station. I mean, well, you called into me, and then I don't know what the fuck happened. I really don't. Now I'm all lost. Because I thought, because it said, do you want to join? So I joined you. I clicked the button. I joined you. I didn't hear you. I said, hello, hello. I don't know what's going on right now. I'm too drunk for this shit. What is going on? It's JoJo Ray again. I feel like I did fucking 100 calls to your station, son. Anyway, it doesn't matter how much weight I gained or I lost. Like, you love me for me. You're supposed to be in love with me. And I'm supposed to be in love with you for your mind, your character, your morals, like how you carry yourself. Not the fact that you may have gained weight or lost weight due to whatever happens. Like, fuck out of here. Who's calling me? Hello? How does this work? Let me just say this. When I was 14, when my man met me, you know what? I feel like I didn't introduce myself on any of my things. It's JoJo Ray here. Hey. When I met my nigga, I was 14 and he was 16. I was 100 pounds. I am now 35. He is 37. I am 190 pounds, which means from high school to now, I done gained, from the end of high school, I should say, because once we graduated, well, once I graduated in 2000, because he was older than me, so he'd been graduated. So once I graduated, so throughout 18 years, from 2000 to 2018, I done gained 90 pounds. Yo, what? I wish my nigga would say some slick shit about my weight or anything. Hold on, I gotta re-record. This bullshit. You know what it is? These motherfuckers let social media run their fucking lives. Social media ain't that serious to me. It's not serious at all to me. Like, that shit is a joke. Motherfuckers is just lying, boasting themselves up. Like, my nigga, I know you in person, so I know you ain't that fly. I know you ain't about that life. Like, fuck out of here. Like, it's a joke to me. Motherfuckers take social media so seriously. Like, you're a clown. But you want to pretend you're something that you're not on social media so you can get bitches, so you can get niggas. Nah, I'm not with it. Motherfuckers want to be disrespectful on social media. You know, they want to be fake tough. But when you see them in person, nah. Keep that same energy, boo. Keep that same energy. You talking crazy? Hold on, I got to record again. I'm just sick of it. This should just be too short. Anyway, yeah, you got to put in that work to make your relationship, marriage, friendship, whatever, work, okay? And people are just lazy these days. Like, I hate this new generation. Like, y'all niggas don't want to put in the fucking work. Like, you got to put in work. Like, it's never going to be on the walk in the, it's never going to be a walk in the park. Like, it's never going to be a walk in the park. Like, you got to put in work. If you want shit to be right, you gotta put in the work. And bitches never wanna put in the work. They always wanna make the niggas put in the work. And that's why shit be failing. Nah, you gotta put in the work. Your nigga gotta put in the work. Everybody gotta put in the work for y'all to succeed. Like, no. And again, talking from experience, like, I got 21 years in the game. 21. Me and my nigga is solid. Nothing and nobody is coming between me and my nigga, period. I'm back. I know I got like 100 calls. Like, oh, these shits be too short. Yeah, love, loyalty. That's what the fuck matters. You know, relationships these days, motherfuckers want to give up easily. Nah, it takes work. It takes work. You gotta put in work to make your relationship work. Relationship, marriage, even with a friendship. Sibling, whatever, a friendship, a sibling, a fucking parents, you gotta put in work no matter what the fuck you doing. Like, you gotta put in work. And motherfuckers just wanna take the easy route and they leave the relationships, the friendships, and they, you know, they don't wanna deal with it. But you know what? Nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. My sister ain't perfect. My mother ain't perfect. My father ain't perfect. Shit happens. Life happens. That's it. You gotta put in that work. As far as relationships, you gotta put in that work as well. You gotta put in that work to make your marriage, your relationship work. Okay, I'm back. This should be too short. So yeah, I know my father and all that. But I was just always taught to be independent and niggas ain't shit. And even if you have a nigga, like, you're the boss and pussy rules and blah, 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 blah. So that's what I was doing. Like, listen, bow down to me, nigga. Like, it is what it is. Like, I make the rules, blah, blah, blah. You don't got no say so in nothing. Whatever. But as you get older and you realize, no, niggas want to be spoiled just like bitches want to be spoiled. So that's it. It's 100-100 in a relationship. Fuck that 50-50. It's 100-100. You put in 100, I put in 100. That's it. Me and my nigga go through what we go through. But that love and that loyalty is what's popping.
I always like to say, if you're in a sunken place, that's a horror movie.